Thanks to songs like Wild One, those darlings drew a large and appreciative crowd to their first night appearance at South by Southwest. By the end of the week, the girl group from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, had played several shows around town and ended up being one of the most talked about bands at South by Southwest 2009. When South by Southwest first took place in 1987, only 700 music industry professionals attended the event. This year, close to 12,000 registered for the four-day South by conference and trade show, and an additional several thousand purchased wristbands that gave them access to the evening music events only. The number of performers has increased over the years as well, with the 2009 event featuring more than 1,800 artists from all over the globe performing concert sets at 80 venues scattered throughout Austin. The artists participating at South By performed all types of popular music, from pop and hip-hop to country, bluegrass, and blues. With such a variety, it's hard to decide which bands to go see. Some attendees spend hours scouring the official South by Southwest schedule, and they put together complex charts listing all possible options. Others, like local performer and producer Gerf Morlix, take a simpler approach.
There's probably 3,000 or 4,000 bands in town from all over the world. How great is that? You can just wander, you know? It's like there's free stuff everywhere.
Do you have time to enjoy any of it this week, or are you too busy working?
I'll find some time. I like to just wander and see what I can find out. I've been known to, like, see people with an odd mode of dress and then follow them to where they're going and listen to them playing and go, wow, this is really cool. There's always that opportunity here. There's so much going on.
Or you could just follow the crowds. And on Friday night, that might have meant winding up at La Zona Rosa, where Glass Vegas, another of the talked-about South By bands, was playing. The quartet from Scotland packed the club and played a short set made up of songs from their self-titled debut CD, including Geraldine. While South by Southwest is home to many young bands looking for stardom, it is also a prime spot for artists hoping for a comeback. This year, there were unannounced but far from secret shows by rapper Kanye West and heavy metal bands Metallica and Jane's Addiction. And on the official schedule were soul instrumental group The Bar Kays, plus new wave bands Echo and the Bunnymen and Devo. The music festival began with the 27th annual Austin Music Awards. While singer-songwriters or country bands usually come to mind when we think of Austin music, the city also has an active rock scene. The Black and White Years took home Best New Band honors at this year's Music Awards. The group's Power to Change was named Song of the Year. I'm Catherine Cole.